Audio is good. Audio is good. All right, we're going to come out of here. We're going to go in here. And greetings, Soul Family. Welcome on in. We're going to pause that for just a moment. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. Oh, my goodness. First of all, congratulations to Kansas City. Kansas City just won the Super Bowl. So so I'm quite sure that Taylor Swift and her man is so excited to be celebrating along with everyone else that was there. I didn't get a chance to see the Super Bowl. I didn't get a chance to watch it. But, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, and congratulations to everyone for their Super Bowl win. I kind of had a feeling they were going to win. So congratulations to them, to all of those who was out there celebrating with that. I don't know about you all, but it was pretty cold in my part of the world. Me and my daughter, we just did a Target run. And I'm still chilling in the bones because I asked her, I said, what is the temperature outside? And she said, Mom, it's about 60-something degrees. So like a nut, I went outside without a jacket. And I'm telling you, I was freezing before we got to Target. And we stopped at Burlington. Shouts out to Burlington Coat Factory. I went into Burlington and found me a jacket for $11. Because that's how cold I was. I put that joker on. Whew, I'm still recovering. I couldn't believe that I ran outside. Then I got outside and realized it was 40-something degrees here in Texas. So pretty cold. And I know we're all kind of dealing with weather from all over the world, like everywhere, especially those of you who are out there in L.A., in California, with all of the rain and the tornadoes and, you know, those in Louisiana with the storms going through. And we had some storms here in Texas too, but the storms and the rain and everything that's just kind of going in, the weather is just on a whole new level, a whole new vibration. And this is because the ley lines are shifting all over the world. By the way, I'm just now getting the chance to look in chat, and I see all of the beautiful people in the building. I want to say shouts out to everyone in the blue room. We're going to do shouts out in just a moment, but I see you all. Let's get those likes up so we can let people know that we're live, because this, you know, I really wasn't sure that I was going to go live today, tonight, if I was going to go live today. I just kind of been kind of real still floating off the high from the Galactic E-Files. By the way, shouts out to everyone who was at the Galactic E-Files. Oh my goodness. And I am so grateful for each of you sharing your testimonies with me. Many of you put them in the review section because you know that those are the Oracle papers. Those are living records, and I'm so grateful for that. But so many of you actually emailed me, texted me, and just shared with me the amazing breakthrough in that Galactic E-File. So I am so grateful, and I want you all to still be working with your tools. I also want to let you know that I am putting together something so, if I must say so myself, so special. So when you get the replay, you're going to have everything to go along with it. I will be sending that out within 24 to 48 hours. And so you will have that. By the way, you know, I'm still working on getting everything together. So I'm going to definitely check with my soul family and see, how are we doing? Can you all see me clear? Is it coming through clear? You know, how are we loving the aesthetics, the vibe, the feel? I really, really, really have some other things, but I'm learning. I'm, you know, in class every day. So shouts out to all my tech teachers. I'm learning. I'm taking some classes. I'm kind of getting this gear right because I want to do some things that I just think will be super amazing. Super amazing. Oh, I'm glowing. Hey, that, you know what that is. I talk to y'all about what that is, what that glow is. And part of that glow, honestly, is I'm still freezing. I am still freezing from coming in from earlier. But I want to welcome you all in. Definitely want to welcome you all in. So good to see the Soul Family in the building. I'm going to be taking your calls tonight. The phone lines are open. Just want to have a soulful conversation. I wanted us to come on tonight. I just kind of feel it. You know, this week coming up, very, very powerful week. I don't even want to say that no more because every week is going to be powerful. Can we just go ahead and say that? Every single week is going to be powerful. Absolutely powerful. But it's really, you know, I'm wearing my little green sweatshirt. And not because I was going for a particular team or anything, but I'm wearing my green sweatshirt. Why my light didn't change? Let me change my light back here. I'm wearing my green sweatshirt because I want this to be the reminder that green light means go. It means go. It literally means it's time to go. It's time to glow, go, and grow. It really is time for you to do that. It's time to stay focused. It's time to put a lot of things to the side. And it's time for you to really start asking yourself some very deep questions. If you haven't been asking yourself some questions, you know, one of the good things is definitely I have been prepping you all, you know. That's one of the things that you tune into the remix for, because I've been prepping you guys, because this is the week. This is the week to really just do it, because a lot of creepy, crawly things are going to be happening this week. It's going to be coming up. We're going to dive into that. We're going to talk about it as well. But before we get into that, how are you feeling? How are you feeling, Soul Family? How are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you feeling? I want to give a big shout out to the moderators in the blue room, to all of the moderators in the blue room. Shouts out to Brother Len in the building. So good to see you. Shouts out to Lola Falana in the building. And also Mr. Dante as well. We're going to be having some spiritual conversations. And I'm going to say it that way. It is spiritual therapy. Yeah, I kind of like the ring of that. Spiritual therapy, because that's literally what it is. And it's therapy in a beautiful way, in a way that really just connects with your soul. It connects with who you are, and very transformative. So we're going to do some check-ins in just a moment. 51. No. I don't even know what number that is. Oh, that's the text line. Oh, my goodness. I was about to say, who number is that up there? Hey, Johnny. Yeah, this one of my, where Johnny at? I'm sorry. This is one of my teachers right here, Johnny. Johnny says, feels like you're getting the hang of the MacBook, Miss Blue. Looks like a TBN. What's a TBN? TBN. I don't know what TBN is. What's TBN broadcast? What's a TBN broadcast? Yeah, school me on that. I don't know the lingo. Tell me what that is. Tell me what a TBN broadcast is. What's the TBN? Mm-hmm. But I'm learning. I am learning. I'm learning, and I'm definitely open to learning, and I'm definitely opening up to pushing myself a lot further when it comes to that, when it comes to that. But I also want to say this again. I have to say it again. Shouts out to everyone who attended the broadcast. What does it stand for? TBN is a Christian 10. Okay, wait a minute. Y'all got me going now. Let me see what it is. What is it? TBN is the spiritual cable channel. Old school show still on to this day. I wasn't aware. Absolutely. Well, thank you. I wasn't aware. But good to know. I take that from you that is a very, very good thing. So I take that from you. But welcome on in, you guys. Listen, I just want to scream. I literally want to scream about the Galactic E-Files because everyone there did so much work. So much work. And we did it live together. You all will have to let me know, especially those of you who attended the broadcast. Do we like the Galactic E-Files in live form? Now, I will say this. In the beginning, it seems like we had some technical difficulties, but it really wasn't. It really wasn't. It really was the ancestors sort of making sure that we were focused, that we were fully focused on the mission. That we were focused and that everyone had a chance to participate. So I'm excited. Don't forget to go leave your reviews. So many of you participated. So I'm glad. See, Brittany just said it allowed her to stay fully focused and to stay present. Yeah, because everything that they attempted to do with the Zoom support, they could not figure out why that option was not cutting itself off. So I have some more things planned. Hopefully we can do some more of the Galactic E-Files because I really enjoy bringing that information to you all. We are going to be having a self-invested class coming up. So I want you all to do that. And our focus is strictly going to be on the magic. And I'll talk more about that, but it's going to be on the magic. I have the readings coming up, one-on-one readings. I know I've been talking about it for a while, but there are some things that I need to do first to just make sure things are in place that I'm going to be making sure that I put down so you all can participate. And some new things, because I have some shows that I've been promising you guys, some guests that I'm going to be bringing on. I'm starting to feel comfortable enough. So I'm going to be bringing some guests on. Where's the goddess Rainwater? I know she's in the building. I want to send her so much love because we're going to be doing this show together. That's absolutely one of my first shows I want to do. And I want us to do it live. And I'm super excited about that and so many others that I will be bringing on. And also, if you all are on the text line and the text line is there, so look at the ticker line there. See the text line there. If there is somebody that you think I should interview or we should have come on the remix, join that text line and send it to me in the text line because I'm going to be putting together a list. I am going to start bringing on and doing some interviews and just bringing so many exciting new people that I have met, that I have been a part of their communities and working with them as well. And I would love to share them with you guys here on Planet Remix for us to come together, as well as so many of you who are doing things that are right here in our own community to be able to showcase you all as well too. I want to say that. And then I have a special thing that I want to talk about. Make sure you text it to me. Make sure you text it. But here's the thing. Shouts out to all the poets. Taylor Swift just announced that she's doing, dropping an album. I think it comes out in April, maybe around April, which is perfect timing. But it's about poets. I can't remember the title of it, but it's about the poet. But here's the crazy thing. I got an email about it, and I was thinking about all of the poets that are a part of Planet Remix, because you know how important poetry is, right? Because poetry used to be the spiritual news back in ancient times. So you would literally walk down to the square, and in the square, you would see the poets standing in the square, and they would be talking about what was happening, what was going on in the village, what was going on in the town, what was happening in the country, wherever they were. They are the eyes, the ears. They are, that's it. It's called the Tortured Poets. Very interesting title, the Tortured Poets. Because poets, almost like witches, almost like witches, have been tortured. Now we understand the evolution of poets now, because a lot of that, my light went out. What happened? You can't let the light go out. There we go. The poets, themselves are, There we go. I'm sorry. I'm doing too much. The poets themselves are the storytellers. In our modern times, we know them as lyricists or rappers. You know, that's what they used to do. They would tell a story. This is why we love lyricists like Nicki Minaj, because of her storytelling and when she's presenting, when she's rapping. It is a story. She captivates you and you get in. And I can go down the list, because there's hundreds of lyricists that are there that just popped in my mind. I'm always on some Pink Friday shit. I am forever that girl. And even with our people who sing, artists, all musicians, artists, they are our modern day poets. And then we have those poets, those poetries. You know, at one time I could never really do poetry, not the way that it was taught, because poetry was, you have to make things rhyme. You know how in school they tell you poetry, you can rhyme. That's not really poetry. To me, poetry is when you're able to speak from your heart. It's poetic. So why we all love poetic justice so much, because when you're speaking from your heart, when you're living from your heart, you become poetic in your expression of your day-to-day life. So it's going to be pretty interesting, but I wanted to give a special shout out to all the poets in the building. And you know, for all of that. So we definitely want to make sure Oh, wow. Very interesting. Brother Lance says, was some of the slave singers in the field or poets singing those songs of escape? I could definitely see that. Not only were they poets, they also were working their magic. It was ritual for them. Yeah. Beyonce is going to be dropping two songs tonight. I'm excited about that. We got a lot of surprises. That's right. Roz made a very good point. Poetry is the heart's Morris code. Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more, Roz. You're absolutely correct. I never thought of it that way. But it really is. It's the heart's Morris code. And if you listen to the words, If you listen to the words in any poetry, you know, many people say the oracle speaks in a poetic flow. Many of you have called me out on that. Like, what the hell, Miss Blue? We got to decipher what you're saying. So absolutely. And Priestess Erica says, you hold the keys to the dimensions you create in poetry. Absolutely. So I think it's time for us. We need to do some poetic justice. We're not doing it tonight, but we will do a show for some poetic justice. We'll do some poetry. I think that would be really super, super, super dope to be able to do that and have the poets come on. We used to do those shows back in the day. We used to do the Mojo Magic shows. How many people remember Mojo Magic? We would have poetry night. We would do linguistics. We would sing. Those who could sing would come on and sing. We would do all of those amazing things. I think that would be beautiful for us to get together and do it. I'll plan it ahead of time and we'll do it. So it is, it's kind of like an open mic, but we call it Mojo Magic over here. And that was almost about 18, 19 years ago. We used to do Mojo Magic. Many of people, fun fact, know that when I first started to make my introduction online, my introduction online was in a poetry room. And so the brother, U360 of Holistic Health, where we met inside of a room called Nips Poetic Nook. Matter of fact, I've had Nips on my show and quite a few people. This is where I met the Punani poets. I met some of the real famous poets on the poetry scene. They all would come through this room. And I sat in that room for almost 2 years and never said a word. I never spoke on the mic, never got on camera, never said a word. It was really sort of my safe space, my fun place. Could not wait to get home from work, get the kids settled, take a shower, take a bath, and jump online and get into this poetry room. And I would just listen to them do poetry all night long. It was amazing. It was amazing. And they would always say, Blue, you don't want to come up. And we know you a poet with a name like Blue Raspberry Wind. We know you could do some poetry. No, they soon found out. No, no, no. Yes, Dr. Yu is the brother who did the original remix intro. Dr. Yu of Holistic Health, and still very close to him to this day. Love that brother so much. He does amazing work, and he's an amazing lyricist and poet and all kinds of things. So he dabbles in and healer and all of that. He's an amazing brother. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so welcome on in. How we feeling? How we feeling? I want to send love, blessings, and ashe out to all the ancestors out there. All the ancestors out there. Just want to send love to everybody. I want to give a big shout out to the Blue Room. And what I'm going to do, because the way I have everything set up, like, it's not real close to me. Like, if I get close, I'm going to get real close. And I don't like all that like that. So what I want, we're going to put on some music. I want you to tell us where you're representing, where you're from. You know, like what city, what state, what country you're representing. And let me know. Let me know. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give some shouts out. We're going to give some shouts out to everybody who's in the building. in the building. And yes, oh my goodness, when I say the ancestors came through in the Galactic E-Files Workshop Volume 5, for those of you who missed it, and by the way, another sellout. So shouts out to everybody. It sold out. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for each and every single one of you. And I'm so grateful that you all are doing your work. Please, please, please do not forget to go and leave a review in the Oracle papers on the site. And if you purchase any other products, the digital downloads, please make sure you go back and leave a review. And also, you guys have been that astral clearing. Y'all are blowing it up. But I want to put a reminder out there for anyone, because I got some emails on this. We are in the month of February, you know, and even though it seems like we're in the year, it is not too late to get on board with getting things together. And I'm going to encourage you, if you are just now starting to feel like you're thinking about getting a plan together for 2024, it is not too late to get the Futuristic Activation Course. It's still available to take you through the rest of the year. And even you can go back and do your reflection on January. It's a downloadable packet that is put together for you. And we're going to be getting together throughout the year. We're going to at least meet 2 times this year. So coming up at the halfway mark, it's going to be included. You will have your seat secured. If you have secured the Futuristic Activation Course, you're going to already have a seat, so you don't have to pay for the seat. That's the only way you can get in. I'm going to be giving you some more up. I will allow for a Q&A, so if you're still struggling to manifest or having some obstacles, we will talk about ways that you can overcome them obstacles so that you can reach those goals, so you can achieve those things that you want to achieve in 2024. So I'm definitely encouraging you, if you do not have the Futuristic Activation Course, you need to get it. If you are serious about this year of creating, making sure your manifestations and your intentions are there, I have something to keep you in a daily flow, and I promise you it is not taxing. Sometimes we get these programs and you have to spend so much time setting it up and doing so many things that you actually cannot get into the work of the actual living. This is not the case. I promise you this is not the case. I'm a simple girl. I like real-time magic, and I like magic that's effective. I like magic that's easy. And I like magic that challenges. And I like magic that puts you in the flow. And this will put you in the flow. So you can go to the digital download site and you can purchase it. You can download it and you can start working as soon as in a couple of hours. You definitely want to get this because it's going to secure you for these upcoming workshops, these cosmic calls that we're going to be getting on. You're going to be able to be on these calls as well. So all of that, it's on the digital site. I'll have the moderators put the link in the room. And even if you want the astral clearing is there. These are techniques that my guides have taught me, my spiritual teachers have taught me, and I have shared this with you guys, and you are doing the work. I'm your guide, but you get to do the work. And I promise you, you can search high and low, and you're not going to find nothing like it on this planet. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're not going to find anything like it. So skedaddle yourself on over, get some of those digital downloads while they're available. See what speaks to you, what speaks to your heart, what speaks to your needs, and tap into that magic. Tap into that magic. so that you can get it. I think, let me see, Brother Lance, I think he put it in the blue room. We're going to do shots out because we got international listeners in the building. We have, who do we have? We have Ireland in the house tonight. Shouts out to all of our international listeners. Want to send them love and gratitude, Goddess, that the futuristic 2024 is humanity's blueprint one-on-one. I will second that for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. You guys have been working with it. You've been staying in the flow, and it's amazing. The Akashic Files are still available. I don't know how many are left, but it is still available. It's quite a few things. I don't know how many are left, but until they're gone, I wanted to bring that up to you all because I didn't want you to miss out. These are things that really will help you along the way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're going to skedaddle your way over there. That's right. That's a throwback word for those who don't know the skedaddle. Go ahead and skedaddle on over. So let's get into some shots out. We're going to put on some vibes here. Let me put some music in the background. I'm not sure what's here. I'm learning to get myself all over the place. But I want to do that. I kind of like this vibe. Hopefully you all can still hear me. Peace and greetings, Soul Family. Welcome on in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, you can continue with the Galactic E-Files or any of the digital download information that you have. Let's get those shots out. Welcome, 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 welcome on in the building. Want to welcome Gio in the building, Gio and Mama Gail. Welcome on in. So good to have you all joining us. I don't want the music to be too loud. Just want to make sure you all can hear me. Lola Falana in the building. Welcome on in. Healing Pools of Love. I love that name. Fule is in the building. Welcome on in, Fule. Brittany Vibes is in the building. Welcome on in. Roz Lee is here. Welcome on in. King Liminal Productions. I'm sure I screwed that up. Gratitude, gratitude. Welcome in. Kentucky Goddess is in the building, checking in from Louisville. Welcome on in. Natasha is in the building. Welcome in. T. Thomas, the resurrected Saturn God, is in the building. Welcome on in. Kicking it in the kitchen with Queenie is in the building. So good to see you. Bridget Bryan is in the house. Welcome on in. Stacy is here. Welcome in, Stacy. We have Roberta Spy from Fairburn, Georgia, in the building. Kinetic Killer, I love that name, is in the house. Representing Philly in the building. Sammy is in the house and representing South Carolina. We have Pampered Intuit 411 representing Arizona. Welcome on in. Jess is in the building. Welcome in, Jess. So good to see you. Supremacy present in the blue room with love. Welcome on in. Brittany, I'm not going to even say, is that Shanice? We're going to say Brittany S. is in the building representing New Orleans in the building. Coffee Reviews. I love that. Coffee's Reviews representing Canton, Georgia in the building. And we have Miss Taylor High representing the ATL in the building. We have Trinice Houston representing Louisiana. So good to see you. We have Miss Mega Miss Little Miss Donna, representing the Marsh Islands. And Donna, thank you so much for those beautiful pictures that you have been sending me. It really captures the essence, the glow of the Marsh Islands. I know you are getting some powerful downloads over there, my sister. Oh, my goodness. Wow. The Marsh Islands is something else. Oh, I love it. We have Glenda Smiles representing New Jersey in the house. So good to see you. Welcome on in. Danielle is representing my birth city, my born time, Brooklyn in the house, Brooklyn, New York. In the building, welcome in. Tramel is here. Hey, Tramel, representing Florida. Oh, my goodness. I had a vision, and this vision, Tramel, took me to Florida, and it took me to this beach, and this beach had all of these crystals on the beach, and the sand was pure white, and I went down these steps in the crystals. I went down these steps, and as I went deeper and deeper down in the steps, there was this whole underworld city that was right there on top of the beach, and it was all of these crystals everywhere. The crystals were everywhere in this city, and people were moving about. It was pretty ancient, but it was sort of mystic, and there was this huge flame, this violet flame that was in the center, and then around it was like this huge, it looked like something sort of like a disc, like a spinning disc, and it had all of these ancient symbols on this disc. And the flame, this violet flame was coming up, and people were all gathered around it, and they were taking the water, and they were covering themselves in the water, and they was dancing, and I went over and started dancing in this water. And when I came back, there was a man on the beach because it was nighttime, and he asked me, he said, "Are you lost?" And I said, "I don't know. Where am I?" And he said, "Well, now you're in Florida, but we don't know where you came from." Pretty interesting. Yeah. So Florida's been hot on the block. Welcome on in, Lola Falana, representing South Side of Chi-Rock, Chicago, representing the South Side of Chicago. You know, Chicago has a hidden gem in Chicago. And next time I'm in the city, I'm definitely going to be checking it out. But Lola, you may want to check this out, because in Chicago, they have one of the world's only, I could be wrong, but I think it's one of the world's only and one of the world's largest collection of perfume. And you have to make reservations to go into this perfume museum that sort of takes you underground, and you kind of go underground and they take you and you get to see perfumes. They have some dating back thousands and thousands of years. They even have some fragrances that came from ancient Kemet from Egypt. So if you are in the Chicago area, or if you are nearby, you want to go visit that museum, because that's at the top of my list this year. I will be going to that museum in Chicago. Let me know if anyone else knows about that museum or if you've ever been, because it is amazing. I'm on their mailing list, so they send me things all the time about what's happening, but that's a hidden gem, at least for me, I feel, and in Chicago. Welcome on in, All True the Poet. Hey, darling, I wanted to invite you to my Astro Showcase on Valentine's Day at the Marigot Coliseum I created in the astro realm. Well, thank you so much. You'll have to give us what I like to call cosmic directions so we can find our way on over. And you are coming in from Minnesota, so good to have you. Make sure you like and subscribe, because we know you didn't just come over here for that. You came over here to hang out with us, and we are loving it. So welcome on in. Brittany Vibes, welcome on in, representing North Carolina. Always good to see you. Bay Chemistry is in the building. She says, hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Soul Family. So good to see you. Welcome on in. So good to see you. So good to see you. Chef Amira is in the building. Greetings, Chef Amira. Welcome on in. Erica is representing Mississippi in the building. Welcome on in. Cosmic Ray in the building representing BA. So good to see you. Shiva representing Durham, North Carolina, one of the most beautiful places in the Carolinas, if I must say so myself, and one of my favorite places. And an old stomping ground, that whole RTP area. So beautiful. So gorgeous. Gold Leaf representing Georgia in the building. So good to see you. So good to see you. Oh, Sheila in the building representing the thrift stores in Memphis. Oh, Memphis got some good thrift stores. That's what's up. That's what's up. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. Couture in the building representing Connecticut. Representing Connecticut. Welcome on in. Yes, Tramel. Yes. Yes, it sounds like a spirit quest. It does. I'm going to do some research and see what I can find about white sands in Florida and crystals. They look beautiful, like clear quartz crystals, you know, almost like Herkimer diamonds, you know, like in Herkimer, New York, where the diamond mine is, but it's really a quartz crystal, but it's kind of rated like a diamond. Oh my goodness. Amazing. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. We got Smith and Holston checking in from Cali. So good to see you. So good to see you. Yeah, that perfume museum. I am so, so ready for it. I am so ready for it. I am so ready for it. I am ready to get into that museum just for the education piece and just to be able to see it. Many of you know, who are you OGs, you know I had my own fragrance line and my own body care line some years ago. I have a love for when it comes to fragrances and, you know, things for the body, creams and all of that. I probably was a chemist in my past life. You think? Let's see who's in the building. Jawanza. What's up, Miss Blue in the blue room representing Albany. Albany, are you in Albany, New York, or are you in Albany, Georgia? Because there's quite a few Albanys out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a plan. We got to do that. Bino, Brooklyn, by way of South Carolina. I love that. Bino, Brooklyn, by way of South Carolina. All right, Bino, Brooklyn, by way of South Carolina. Oh, welcome on in. Okay. I'm getting carried away. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Let's see. Let's go here. Let's go here. And let's go here. All right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you all for the shouts out. And thank you for everyone. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Definitely, because that helps the algorithm out. It really shows your support here. And it would mean so much to me for you all to like and subscribe on YouTube. And because this is kind of still, can I still say YouTube is new to me, or I can't say that no more? I don't think I can say new to me anymore, but it's definitely new to me for being live on YouTube. So for years, as you guys know, I did the podcast. And then I want to say in the last couple of years, maybe the last 3 to 4 years, we would, broadcast the show on YouTube. But I definitely am now live on YouTube. Happy to say that, that we are live here. I definitely want you all to check in on how you're feeling and how you're doing. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And don't forget to press 1 once you get on the phone lines, because when you press 1, it does a couple of things. Number one, it puts you in the queue. That's the only way you can get in the queue. Please don't get in the queue if you don't have a question. Leave the queue for those who want to come on and have a question. Press 1. If you press 1 by mistake, all you have to do is press 1 again, and it will take you out of the queue. But I want you to get on the phone lines if you have a question so that we can, so we can dive in and we can continue. And speaking of which, someone just mentioned, Marie just mentioned that she is glitching. But can we talk about this week? Because this week is about glitching. It's about glitches. This is what's happening. There's glitches going on. In fact, they've been going on for the last 3 weeks. I'm going to tell you, see, the last time this glitch scenario happened, I want to say it was in November that I noticed. And when the glitches happened in November, I logged on to Instagram. And when I logged on to Instagram, I was watching someone's story that came down, or it was a reel. It might have been a reel. The reel came down. And when the reel came down, the next reel, there was a note on top of it and said, this person just mentioned your name. Has anyone ever seen that? And I kind of paused a little bit. And I thought, what? Then I went to the next one and they said, this person made a post based on something you spoke about. I looked again. I said, is this real? The glitches kept going. But let me tell you what I think is really behind the glitches. Everything is energy. And everything is consciousness. And just like we are learning, technology, AI is learning, and consciousness is learning. And it's revealing things. Now, the reveal part, I would say, has a lot to do with the technology. And just if you understand, we know here on Planet Remix about energy and how energy flows and the consciousness that lives inside of energy. So I'm going to blame it partially on that. But I will also tell me, I'm not going to mention the person's name because they are, quote unquote, a very well-known person in the world. But they said this person made a post, your last post. They showed me that. And I've noticed when I felt that energy coming up again, like last week, it started showing me stuff in my timelines, not just there, but also on Facebook, also on YouTube, also in my emails, all kinds of things started showing up. Because so much of what's happening right now is about getting to the truth. This is why Club Shay Shay, and shouts out to Shannon Sharp. I've always loved that brother. Shouts out to Shannon Sharp. And from Cat Williams coming on and speaking the truth, the same thing with Monique coming on afterwards, and who knows who else is going to be on Club Shay Shay. But really, I'm going to stick with Cat Williams and speaking the truth and being able to tell the truth, you know, unfiltered, you know, unfiltered in that truth. And the truth is really coming out. And even though there is a level that is above what we know to be what we would consider to be wrong and right, or what is the truth and what is a lie, you know, we like to say that truth is subjective, but the truth is or can be subjective. But guess what? There is such a thing as truth that is on a universal level, not on a human level of truth. It's on a universal level. And when you're tapped into that frequency, you can read the truth. And the truth is coming out. I think I said this. I don't know if I was on Clubhouse. I might have been in the workshop. I said, it's getting a little tricky here because I've got to slow my mind down, because what's happening is that, that's right, the truth needs no motivation. It doesn't. It just comes out. And I have found in my one-on-one sessions with clients that it's been coming out a little faster. A little quicker. And so I've been really slowing myself down for that, because I know one of the things is that everybody is not ready for the truth. And some people can't handle the truth. But we are living in a time where now the truth is being revealed. It's being revealed to you in your life about what's happening, what's going on. This week that's coming up, I want you to take this approach, because it's going to be a lot of energy that is towards obsession. And I want you to hear this. If you find yourself becoming obsessed with someone or something, take a step back, because this energy is going to make you want to become obsessed with things. On the other hand, it can also unearth things in you, things of jealousy, things of anger, things of fear, you know, or feeling like you have to force something to happen. You know, you want to force something to happen instead of trusting the fact that it's happening. You understand? And yes, your truth, my truth, their truth, his truth, her truth is multifaceted, but divine truth is not. And that's what's coming out, a lot of divine truth. And people are being shocked by it, because it's a level of truth that supersedes what we think truth is. It's divine truth. And that's the difference. So this is a very powerful week. It's a powerful week for all of us to begin to start moving forward on things that we want, and not be distracted by things inside of us that maybe we still haven't resolved, or we don't have total understanding of, or we're not sure where it's coming from. But it's easy to be distracted by someone else's truth or someone else's story or what someone else has going on versus what you have going on. And I really want us to tap into that energy and make sure that we are in the place of divine truth. And we're able to look at it in our lives and our reality for what it is. Because I promise you, I don't care how well you think you know the truth, you're going to see something. Something's going to be revealed to you. If your heart is open enough, and I know yours is, that you're going to see where, maybe I didn't have, maybe my truth is only one perspective, but what I'm seeing now is divine truth. And that goes above everyone's truth. Everyone's truth. Just kind of, you know, just go above that. Just go above that. And just kind of stay focused. Focus on what you have going on and what's truly in your heart. But I'll tell you your best protection from all of that energy that's going on. I'm always going to give you both sides of the coin. I'm not just going to give you one side of the coin. We're not here for just lip service. I'm here to make sure that all of you are really, really prepared for what is to come energetically this week. And so I'm going to tell you both sides, because even if you are in the vibration of where you need to be, others around you may not be. And I don't want you to allow that to distract you or to throw you off course, because we're all at different stages in our path and in our lives. So just kind of take that one in. Just take that one in for yourself and just stay open to that. Because I promise you, you'll see something. You'll be like, whoa, now I didn't see that coming. But it will be revealed. It will be revealed to you. It'll be shown to you. And you don't even have to ask for it. You don't even need to do it. Your best alignment is going to be to make sure that you are focused. You are focused on your intention, your authenticity of who you are, and really moving and living from that space, period. Nothing else is required. If you lead with love, love of yourself, because that's going to allow you to have love of everything else. You won't have to over-explain yourself. You won't have to over-correct yourself. You won't have to do any of those things. None of those will be necessary. So let's get ready to go to phone lines. Let's get ready to go to the phone lines. Let's see. All right. Let's go. And I'm just going to jump around. So, yeah, definitely be ready. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 5102. 5102, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Stop lying.
Hello?
Miss Blue, did I really get on tonight?
Yes, you did. You lying over there?
Are you over there lying?
You said stop lying.
Miss Blue, because I need to talk to you, okay?
Oh my God,
I'm in shock.
Who's on the line?
This is Sandra. I'm calling from L.A. I've talked to you once before.
Okay.
It's always good.
Welcome. Well, welcome on in. I'm so glad you got in, because you was like, stop.
In full shock. So let me get to it, because I know there are people on here.
You better know your magic. You better know your magic. I'm saying.
I already know the answer to my question, because you answered the phone. You hear me?
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. We got the best whole family on the planet. I love it.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I just wanted to know if I should move at all. And if I do, should I go to Nevada or should I go to Houston?
Say it one more time for me.
Should I move at all, or go to Nevada, or go to Houston?
I will tell you this. when you say, should I move at all? Oddly enough, your energy goes way up. It goes
really
up. It does. It goes up. Should you move at all, your energy gets high. But here's the interesting thing. I don't think you want to move.
First of all, you get on my nerves because you're right.
I don't think you want to move at all. I don't think you want to move. Definitely you don't want to leave the whole state. You don't want to move. Because as soon as you said Houston, energy went down. When you said Nevada, I feel like there's a connection in Nevada, like you know somebody there. So you think it may
Blue.
Yes,
I gotta tell you, dang, I'm telling y'all, this lady is so real, it is beyond. My brother is there.
Okay, so this is what I was going to say. If you do move, right, but I don't think you want to, Nevada is what feels right. But let me show you something. I said I was going to do something because normally I don't pull cards, but I'm telling you guys, I feel some kind of way. I feel like I should be showing you guys something. I really want to show you all how I work. But really how I work is it's internal, but I recognize it's not about me. And so even when I came up with my own Oracle deck and the decks, the numerology deck that I came out for, it was for me to pass on the teachings and things that helped me along the way. And so, you know, I'm sitting here and I want to fiddle. I really want to look down. I want to, because I doodle on paper. I draw. I do all of this. But now that I'm on camera, I'm like, gosh, I want to give you guys some more things. So, you know, over the years, people have sent me decks. And Ashe to our sister, Deborah. Because she sent me some beautiful decks that some of them I haven't even taken the plastic off. But tonight I had a deck that was gifted to me. And because we are in the month of February, even though we know it's Valentine's Day and we celebrate love every day, you know, but we can appreciate these holidays and things. I said, you know what, tonight, if spirit tells me, I'm going to pull a card. And guess what? This is what I pulled for you. I don't know. This is what I pulled. Can you see that? I'm going to read it.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, I'm old school. I didn't pause it so I could just hear your voice. Hold on.
Well, that's okay. No. Don't go back. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
This is what it said. Divine match. I want you to listen to the words. Divine match. Follow your destiny and a love that's meant to be. A soul, a twin flame. Even though I don't do the twin flame, I don't do the traditional twin flame. I feel like we can have many twin flames. But that is
I listen to you enough to know better.
This is the card that came up for you. So, listen.
Wow.
It's a lot. Going on. And so here's the second card. And I think this is so perfect. I'm going to show the blue room. I'm going to show the blue room so they can see it. Can y'all see that card? And it says love stories. It says communicating and saying what needs to be said. You need to have tough love and truth, which is what we were talking about. Truth talk. People you gotta have some tough love with.
Yeah.
And you need to have that truth. You need to talk and you need to speak your truth about what's going
especially
on.
If I'm gonna stay here. Yep,
you need to speak your truth. Speak your truth about it. So more so for you, it's not so much about worrying about their actions. It's about for you. You need to
communicate
this because once you do this, let me tell you, so much is going to open up for you. I'm literally looking at your energy field And I can really see how this over time has started to slow you down as far as your finances, slow you down as far as slow you down as far as your creativity. So the more that you are not expressing yourself, the more you are not living in your truth. This is where your money maker is. When you are in your natural flow, it is so beautiful. It is so vibrant. It is able to attract and you're able to create whatever you want. So even if you were to go back, let's say, I want you to think about 2015. And I want you to think about the situation that happened with you in 2015. And once everything was over, how free you felt, how free you felt, how sure of yourself you felt, how just how you felt yourself again, because there was a situation that occurred during that particular time. It looked like it had something to do with a job, something happening on the job. I don't know if you lost your job or
no. I got the job that I always wanted.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. But prior to that, you didn't have that job, and then
I did not.
And then you got it. So you know I'm telling the truth because that's what came up.
Yes, you are.
You got that job. You were beyond cloud nine. You were beyond cloud nine. And all of that was because you were able, you got to the point where you weren't holding yourself back. You were speaking your truth. You weren't beating yourself up. You wasn't second guessing yourself. You wasn't doing any of that. You knew exactly what needed to be done, how to get it done. You knew how to ask for help. You was just on it. And this is where you are again. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing. I want you to go back and reflect on 2015. I want you to go back and reflect on that time and really sit down. And here's the question to your guides are telling me for you to ask yourself at this particular time. I'm looking at my notebook here, you guys. So, I want you to ask yourself. What is the one thing that I need to change right now?
I think I know what to do.
So if that's a thought, if that's behavior, just ask, what is that one thing? And when you figure out what that one thing is, I want you to make a commitment to yourself tonight before you go to sleep that you will never do it again. You will stop doing it.
Yes,
that one that you will.
Yes, and I know you don't really like yes ma'am, but that one deserves a yes ma'am.
That deserves a yes ma'am.
It does.
Okay, I'll take it. So, and I want you to stop. You're gonna just see things completely, just do a whole 360, just turn itself around, just hold the thought. You are there. You are in this space again for a reason, and remember who you are. Don't let anyone, anything make you forget who you are. Don't let anything make you forget who you are. Yeah.
Wow. Ms. Blue. Thank you so much. You don't know. I think about you so much. I thank God for you. I pray for you. I always wish you well. You do so much for us. I just have so much gratitude to you.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. You know, we got to We got to look out for each other in these cosmic streets.
Facts. It's wild as hell out here. Okay.
Yes, it is. It is. And getting wild.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm so honored to be the first caller and a caller, period.
Oh, well, I am so glad you were. Spirit told me, nope, go right here first. I said, okay, that's where we're going. That's where we're going.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
Beautiful.
And let us know. Make sure you, if you're not subscribed, which I'm sure you probably are, subscribe to the show. Leave a comment. Come back and let us know how things are going. I love you. Let me give you some sparkles.
Yay.
There you go.
Thank
peace
you,
and love.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. How beautiful, the first caller. How beautiful. Here's something else I want to tell you guys. If you do decide to celebrate Valentine's Day this year, do something fun. Like whether you're by yourself or if you're celebrating with your family or with your loved one, celebrate at home. Do something fun in your house. And bring that energy, bring that vibration up in your house. Maybe today's the 11th. Maybe I will get together and do some sort of ritual if you guys want of something you can do, you know. Maybe go out tomorrow and get you some flowers or, you know, bring some flowers because, you know, flowers have that high vibration. Get you some roses. This would be the time to get some red roses, one of the highest frequencies on the planet, and bring some red roses in. Maybe prepare a wonderful dish and, you know, maybe bring some things in, you know. You want to have something a little sweet, you know, maybe some chocolate, and you want to have something a little salty that's going to sort of kind of ground you and, you know, prepare whatever your palate, whatever your taste is, you know, something that just is going to make yourself or make everyone around you go, chef's kiss, you know, and just bring it at home, you know, get a beautiful candle, light you a beautiful candle, and do the celebration at home. Make sure your intuition is on high alert. Find a beautiful movie or a beautiful show to watch and do something at home. Do something at home this year. Do something at home. It's going to be all chaotic on the outside. Do something at home because two things is going to happen. There is a portal that is open, and this portal is opening like 3 days. So we're in the portal right now, 3 days before and like almost 3 or 4 days after is opening in the universe. And you can anchor all of that love energy, all of that high vibe. You can anchor it in your home. You can anchor it in your sacred space. So even if you're a college student and you live in the dorm, celebrate inside your dorm room because you want to bring that energy like where you sleep, where you spend your time, where it's considered to be your sanctuary, where it's considered to be your sacred space, your holy grounds that you walk on, that you sleep in, where you take your spiritual bath in or do your rituals in. You want to do that in that sacred space, you know, and take some time. If you're with family, you can do it the day before, the day after. Write yourself a love letter. Write yourself a love letter and keep that love letter with yourself. But can we all sort of challenge ourselves to be an in our sacred space on Valentine's Day? Because we can anchor this energy in our home. I promise you will thank me later. You will thank me later for doing that. So I just wanted to put that out. The sister's energy was so beautiful that just came on. So I wanted to make sure to remind that because that's going to be coming up. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2154. 2154, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 2154, going once. Going twice. We can't hear you if you're talking. We're going to come back. We're going to come back. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 8035. 8035.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Renee, and I'm calling in from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, Renee, from Columbia, South Carolina. How's the weather?
It's okay. It doesn't get that cold here, so it's a little chilly, but it's fine.
Yeah. I know it doesn't get that cold. I mean, it's not raining or anything, is it?
It was raining a little earlier, but it's kind of dreary, but it's not raining right now.
Okay. All right. Well, good to have you on. Is this your? I think it has a timer. Yeah. Is this your first time calling in?
No, it's not my first time calling in. I've called in several times before. I'm just so happy to be able to get in tonight because I've been wanting to. I've called in more recently a few times that I haven't been able to reach you. But the reason I'm calling is because so I'm having, you know, a lot of difficulty. Like there's a lot of change going on in my world. My dad passed away last April, just a couple days before his 80th birthday. And that was a very difficult time for me and my family. And my family, I'm not at all close with my family anymore. My mom and dad were married for almost 60 years. It would have been 60 years if, you know, this past November. And my mom and dad had 5 children, and I'm the youngest child, but I'm actually the only biological child of my parents. And but I mean, I grew up with my brothers and sisters. I mean, I didn't find this out until way later, honestly. And so my mom and I have had a really difficult relationship, you know, almost my entire life. My dad and I were pretty close, but my mom, you know, she did a lot to try to drive a wedge between us before he died, which is, you know, that still causes a lot of, you know, upset in my mind. And I guess one thing that I was kind of, I mean, I spent a lot of time back and forth driving back home to be with my dad and, you know, spending a lot of money just driving back and forth and doing all this stuff. I was very happy to do it because even though it was difficult, you know, seeing him in that condition, I was glad to spend time with him. I really was. And I mean, I would have done it all over again. No questions asked. I wish he was still here, you know. But one of the things that's caused a lot of issues is just, like, my dad was a very great provider. I mean, he was a great father, and one of the things that he was good at is being a great provider. And so he left all of this, you know, money and assets. And my mom has control over everything pretty much. And, I mean, I feel like what she's going to do is just pretty much give everything to my brothers and sisters and, like, really leave nothing for me and my kids. And I mean, that's not a huge issue because it's like, you know, he worked for all that, you know what I mean? It's just, it kind of makes me a little bit sad because I feel like of all the kids, I've always tried to take up for him and be there for him. And then, like, you know, he leaves nothing to me and my children. And we know what's going to happen with everything that she leaves. Because she doesn't, I mean, my mom treats me like I'm like nobody. You know, like all the kids are more important than me. I'm the worst one. Even though I've always tried to be here for her until recently, you know, I've always tried to look out for her and do everything I can for her. But, you know, like I said, she doesn't care about any of that. So anyway, so my point is, you know, this was all devastating to me because I feel like I spent a chunk of my life focused on like protecting my dad and being there for him. And then it's like, and now it's like, well, I don't have a husband, and I'm not saying that's his fault. I just feel like I've spent so much time focused on things that I really shouldn't have been focused on. And I'm not saying I shouldn't have helped him, you know, in his last days or anything. I'm just saying that I should have focused more on developing a good, healthy relationship and having my own husband and that kind of thing. And, you know, now I feel like I'm kind of starting from square one with all that. And now I got to build my life and I don't have help, you know, it's me taking care of my kid. And so I'm just trying to figure out the next steps. You know, I'm really trying to do a lot of spiritual work on myself, really examining myself, really trying to, like you were talking about, truths will be revealed and all of these things. Yeah. And I see things about myself that I really want to work on and I really am trying to work on. And I just don't know, like, I think I'm heading in the right direction, but I really would appreciate any guidance that you could offer in my path.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And you said your name is Renee?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, Renee. I pause for a second. A couple of things, because you said a lot of things, and I really, here's what I want you to know, that your father is so grateful for the love that you gave to him, unconditional, you know, because it really was. Like you said, you would do it all over again. If you could do it all over again for your father, you could. You would absolutely do it all over again. And he's so grateful for you. And I know you felt like what you were doing was protecting your father. And he's grateful for your protection. You were his baby girl. And this is what he was saying, like his baby girl, like the apple of his eye, you know, just loved you so much. And that bond is still there between you and your father. Know that, know that. And I'm sending you so much love to you and your children. Now, before we start talking about your mother, I want to talk to you about something that's even more important. And number one, I want you to know that what you did was not wrong, because you said, I spent so much time protecting my dad when I should have been building my own relationship. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true at all. And the relationship you had, fortunately and unfortunately, there were some beautiful things that came out of that relationship, which were your children, right? And that was the blessing of that time that you two spent together, but you knew that it was time to move on from that relationship, even if you're not the one who ended it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't want you to carry that burden that somehow you sacrificed your own relationship for taking care of your father, because that would be so far from the truth. But here's what needs to happen now. Number one, I want you to forgive yourself. And I hear you say that you're working, doing some spiritual work, but I really want you to sit down. You know, we're still in the energy of this new moon, but I want you to sit down and write yourself a forgiveness letter and put all the things in that letter. You've forgiven a lot of people in your life, but you've never taken time to forgive Renee. And you're the one that needs the forgiveness. You need to forgive yourself and be able to let this go, because it is festering inside of you. And this whole situation with your mother, I can tell you from personal experiences, when people make their transition, people do some unthinkable things for unthinkable reasons. But one thing about it that I can tell you, rest assured, that your father says for you not to worry about anything, because he is on the other side, really sort of putting blessings and opportunities in your path. You're going to be beyond fine. You're going to be even better than fine. Don't allow anyone, whether it be your mother or whether it be your siblings, to hold something over your head. to mean if you don't do what I say you do the way that I want you to do it, and even then I still will cut you out of the will. You won't get anything. I don't want you to worry about that. I don't want you to even worry about that one bit. Because one thing about it, what is yours is yours. And I'm telling you this as Spirit is telling me, but it's also, you know, something I can relate to personally. And I will tell you, you will be more blessed. Let this go. This is bigger than that. And I know you feel like at the same time you lost your father, you lost your mother. But that's not the case. You and your mother have so much challenging situations because, believe it or not, you two are somewhat alike. Somewhat alike. And so your mother just has this controlling nature, and she really wanted your father to only love her. That's it. That's it. But your mother doesn't hate you. You two don't get along because you didn't agree with certain things and because the conversation was not had. It festered and festered and festered, and it turned into something else. But the world is not out to get you. This is really sort of an opportunity for you to turn this around and really to release control. Because you can't control a situation or a person. If your father has something he specifically left for you, you do know that you can go and contact the Bureau of Vital Statistics. And as his daughter, you can request a copy of the death certificate. And you can submit that to see if there is something in probate or something, if your father left something specifically for you and your children for that to be there. But I don't want you to do this thing of giving your power away. And I know you're hurting because of this situation with your father. And I'll say to him, he passed away in April. And then the situation with your mother. But all of this, if we can be completely stand in our truth, and I want you to stand here in truth with me, that even though this is coming up, this is not the real issue of why you are feeling so sad and down right now. Are you still with me?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. And so there's other things that are happening right now. And what I want to do is to bring your focus to the challenge, the demanding situation you have going on right now, and not allow this situation with your family, and I know it's hurtful, to take front and center, because that's going to distract you from coming up with a solution to what you're dealing with right now.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand. I mean, the only other thing that I can say that I'm dealing with is just like this whole thing has been a revelation to me about my life. Now, when I said I should have been building a relationship, I didn't mean like with the father of my kids, because
I didn't mean with him either. But again, okay. I want to talk about what you're facing right now in your life.
I mean, the only other thing I could think of that is something that is another, I feel like, a loss is my oldest daughter is now an adult. She's 18. And, you know, she's going to go, I don't know exactly where she's going to go off to school yet. She's not sure. But it's like she's leaving in a sense. And I feel like I don't have a companion. I feel like my kids are going to you know, grow up and they're going to have their own lives, which they should, and I want them to. But I feel like I've just spent my whole life, like, focused on everyone else, and I don't really have anyone for me, you know? And that's, you know, that's one thing that kind of, that's one thing that upsets me.
Yeah. So, again, I want to take you back to trying to control things, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to build the same relationship with your daughter that you and your mother have. And if you continue to keep going, then you're going to drive her away from you. And that's your fear.
Right. I mean, I feel like we have a good relationship, you know, and I feel like we have a good relationship. I mean, honestly, she's like my best friend in the whole wide world, you know. And she's so wonderful. I just am so proud of her. I can't even express I'm proud of her.
Go ahead.
I trust that everything will be okay. And I am letting go with everything, and that it'll be all right. But I do worry about that sometimes. Like, am I just really my mom? Like, am I her? You know, that kind of stuff. And I do worry sometimes about that. And that's what I've been really thinking a lot about, like how I don't want to be that person, how I get to choose to be the person that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to work towards that.
So here's the thing. You did an amazing job with all the children, an amazing job with your daughter that's turning 18. You did such an amazing job with her, that she doesn't have the inhibitions and the fears that you have about life. And she's ready to go put all of these things that you've instilled in her to the test out in the world. And you have to release control of that and give love to that. Be a part of that process of what is next for her, what she wants to go and explore and what she wants to go do. And that's what you're feeling. But again, I need you to forgive yourself, because somehow you feel like being an amazing, wonderful, loving mother, somehow that's a bad sacrifice, and it's not. Because you may not be ready to hear this. Even that is not your biggest challenge right now. That's not the biggest challenge right now. And it's really starting with, you've got to learn how to love you, because even if you were with somebody at this particular time, you would still be feeling what you're feeling, because what you're looking for, you can't find in the streets. And a lot of people have made that mistake, thinking that they can go find someone to fulfill inside of them what they think they are missing. Now, I'm not going to tell you companionship is something not to seek. You definitely need to seek companionship, but before you can seek true companionship, you have to have companionship with yourself. You have to learn how to make sure that you can love Renee. And right now, you don't like Renee enough to be with her. You don't. And that's the honest truth. And it's okay, because if you know that this is where you're starting from, then everything from here can be nothing but golden sweetness. Golden sweetness, because you will get to know and love who you are. But right now, you don't know how wonderful you are. You don't know how beautiful you are. You don't know how funny you can be. You don't understand how sexy you look. You don't understand how intelligent you are. You don't understand how creative you are. You don't understand things about yourself. And so whenever you don't have your children around, and now that your father is not here and you were never close to your mother, you somehow feel that being by yourself means that there is nothing. And that couldn't be so far from the truth. And so now you really need to get into the practice of getting to know yourself and learning how to love you. And I will tell you, that foundation, if you've listened to me enough, it starts with self-love. And that is, how do you talk to yourself when no one else is around? Well, the beautiful thing, Renee, that you did tonight is that you talked to us, or shall I say to me, how you talk to yourself when no one else is around. And you say things like, you were so busy focusing on everyone else that you didn't focus on yourself. Did you hear yourself say that?
Yeah.
That you're going to be all by yourself. And when you think about being by yourself, you think about being sad. And I want you to really shift that narrative around, because this will be the quickest way for you to be able to turn your life around, to have the companionship you want, have the connection that you want, is the more that you fall madly in love with you. And so you have to upgrade your self-talk. And I know that when you're speaking with your friends, when you're speaking with your daughter, your children, and people in your life you care about, you speak to them with so much love and compassion. And I want you to sit, just sit quietly on the edge of the bed. And I want you to think about the love you have for all of your children. And when you feel that love sort of fills you up, just completely fills you up, I want you to turn that love back and feel it inside of you, because the way that you feel about your love for your children, the love for your father and your family, that's how you're supposed to be loving you. And with love that strong, love that powerful within yourself, you wouldn't feel so sad. Because it's a difference between being alone and being lonely. And what you're feeling is loneliness. But know that you are never alone. So I want you to work on that self-love. I want you to begin to start to get curious and get to know you. And I told you that similarity, that's the same issue your mother has. She just has it in a different way. So you're not applying that the same way your mother is. But the behavior is there. And it's not that your mother is a bad person either. But let's face it, most people don't know how to love themselves. So you can take this opportunity to learn how to love yourself. Learn how to love yourself. Love yourself completely. And you can make today that first step. That first step of learning how to love yourself. You can also give that love and support to your daughter, because she's going to be out there in the world. But guess what? She can feel safe to go out in the world. Because look at who has her back. The most amazing woman in the world, if anything goes wrong or if she changes her mind and she wants to come home, guess what she can do? She can come back home. That's something you can be very, very proud of, that you're always for her. That has given her the confidence. That has given her the courage to step out in this world to be her true, authentic self. Her true authentic self. So you're doing an amazing job. And it's nothing wrong with having these moments of missing your father and thinking about how things went between your mother and how that situation made you feel. It's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to face what the real truth is here, because that truth will allow you an opportunity to be able to see everything in a completely different light. And it wouldn't be so paralyzing for you when you're able to do that. So I'm going to give you some takeaways. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the forgiveness letter you're going to write to yourself. Number two, the Valentine's Day exercise I gave out about celebrating at home and making sure you write yourself a love letter to yourself. And then three, working on your self-love. If you have, do you have any of my digital download products?
I don't.
I would recommend that you get the Astro Clearing. The Astro Clearing or either Soul Fit. Astro Clearing or Soul Fit would be amazing for you to work with. If you have the Futuristic Activation, now that would be beautiful because it will take you all the way through the year of 2024, and you can put the first thing on there, love yourself and have a healthy, loving relationship. And the link is in the blue room, and the link should also be in the show notes. I'm not sure if it's in the show notes of this show, but it's in the show notes, but it's in the blue room. You can get the link. And you can go there and you can look around, you can read the reviews, because that's going to work amazing for you. You definitely want to do that because it will get you into a flow every single day. And a big part of that flow is for you to love yourself, to fall madly in love with yourself. Think about that. Plan a beautiful dinner at home, even if the children are doing their own things, but I would even encourage you to invite them, invite their friends, and do a big dinner at your house and just, you know, do it up and fill it with love. But don't make yourself just a witness of this love. I want you to make yourself a participant of this love, that you are there too, participating when you're giving love to your children, when you're doing something. I want you to give and receive this love so you can make sure that you never leave yourself out of the equation. I can't talk. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And I have a card for you. And this card, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm going to put it up so when you listen to the replay, you can see it. It's making magic, and everything seems perfect, and it's not an illusion. You have to trust, and it says believe in love. And I think that's perfect for you because right now you've kind of lost a little hope of believing in love, because it's still something outside of you. And I want to take you from not just believing in love, but knowing love, knowing that you are love, right? And knowing that you can love yourself and also know that there is love out there for you as well. Why wouldn't it be? You're amazing. You're beautiful. Why wouldn't somebody want to love you? There's no reason that you can't have love if that's not what you want. But first, I want you to work on loving yourself. Start doing that healing work. I definitely want you to check out the digital download site. It's some great things on there, something to fit everyone's, you know, financial situation. So I try to make sure that it's enough on there that anyone can get something. Anything you get, what my training there for you is to learn how to fall in love with yourself and unlock your spiritual gifts. And so you can check those digital downloads out. Make sure you go get that. Please come back and let us know how you're doing. I'm going to send you some sparkle and send you so much love. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, too. I appreciate it.
Yes. And one more thing before you go. How do you feel now?
Well, I feel hopeful. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, I know I have some work to do and I'm going to do it. And yes. And I believe that, you know, everything will be fine. Everything will turn out great.
Yes. Yes. Because you're going to do the work. And the reason I say that to you, I don't want you to leave a conversation with someone. Because one thing about love and even loving yourself, it's about giving and receiving. And so much of your life has been you giving to people and people not giving back to you the love that you've given to them. So I want you to think about that. If you have an exchange with somebody, there is something that is required of you. Give them back the love. Give them back the response, the energy that you want people to give you. Because if you're not giving it, there's no way you can receive it. So I want this to be a lesson of that exchange, you know? So imagine somebody throws you this huge big party and all you say is what your mom say. Oh, this was nice. You thinking nice. I stayed up for 3 nights. Look at all this stuff I did. And all you got to say is nice. And this is what I want to tell you, because see, we allow these patterns of how people treat us, even though we teach people how to treat us, to keep coming back. And that's why I stopped you, so you could really redeem yourself here and get out of that pattern and make sure that you're giving back the same energy people are giving you. And I try to give back even more than what people are giving me. Not that I'm trying to top them, but I'm not going to stop being me for nobody. And you shouldn't stop being you. So be that love, be that light that you want to give and receive in the world to everything that you're doing. And you're going to see that turn around in so many ways. It's going to be a blessing for you. And it's going to be a blessing for everyone who comes in contact with you.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 3235. 3235, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you. Who's on the line?
This is Sheila.
Greetings, Sheila. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Los Angeles.
You're calling from the L.A. Greetings from
yes.
L.A. Have you called in before?
No, this is my first time, and this is my first time catching the full live.
Oh, beautiful. Well, welcome on in. Let me give you some sparkles.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I got on here. I had a question. And then the first caller, I was like, oh, well, that's going to be my question because, oh, my, maybe that's it. Who do I have to? And then the second caller, I was like, oh, my God, this is it also. I was like, that's it. But I'm like, I'm just focused.
I love it. I absolutely.
Oh, my God. That self-love. I have been lacking. But I'm like, everybody's always give self-love. But what does that look like? And you answered it. So.
Beautiful.
My God.
Beautiful. Do me a favor. Do you have me on headsets or speaker? You're coming in a little.
Yes.
A little muffled on my end, but it could be my end, so I always preference that.
Better.
Say that
is
again.
Is it better?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, let me come back down. So there's a lot of things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've done makeup for TV and film, and now I feel like I'm all over the place. Okay, let me tighten it together. Makeup for TV and film, Reiki, shamanic work, and burlesque, singing, dancing, entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening.
I said I love it. I love it all.
I love it. Okay, so I want to do it all. I know that I can. Poetry, artist, like that is within me. And I'm just now discovering these things at almost 40, but it's okay.
Yes, it is.
But how? Where do I start? How? Where is the focus? I feel like I'm all over the place. I know it all ties together. It's all creative and it's all spirit. You know, when you go deep enough, this is all spiritual work.
Mhm. Mhm. So, what do you want to do?
All of it. All of it.
And you know what? And I think it all can exist. It all can exist. Now, I think it will be challenging to try to do them all at the same time, right?
Right.
But you can do them all. But let's drill down a little bit. You love them all, but which one are you in love with? Because there are ones that you are absolutely in love with. And I know what it is, but I want you to tell us, tell Miss Blue, which one are you madly in love with?
I feel like it's a healing and shamanic work, but that also ties into my thinking. I always felt like I never had a voice. I could say anything. Nobody hears me. Shut up. Be quiet. Go sit down. You mm-hmm. know, molested, rape. Shh. Just get over it. You know, like it happens. It's okay. So, like, I feel like I never had a voice. I mean, my husband, like, I always wish, like, I remember asking to sing. Like, I just want to sing. I just want to sing as a kid. I don't even know why. And I didn't think about that at all. And I met my husband. I just started singing. I was like, oh, I didn't even remember how much I wanted to be a singer. I didn't even think I had a voice. And he was like, oh, my gosh, your voice is so beautiful. I was like, what? Like, you know, stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop playing with my feelings.
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm like, I didn't even know I had a voice. Like, I started speaking up. I told people what happened to me about my past. And I started singing. And, like, I didn't even know my own voice.
Mhm. Mhm. I love it. And by the way, I'm very sorry that you had to experience something so traumatic. But I am very happy that you found your place of healing through expressing yourself, singing, using your voice, using your creativity, doing healing work, and all of that. Yeah. 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 Do
I don't
me
know
a
where
favor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do me a favor. Tell me about what do you do right now?
Right now, I'm just trying to figure it out. Right now, I'm just staying home, laying low, just meditate on it. Rarely go outside. I've been doing more, like go outside, try to be social.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved back to LA a couple of months ago, so I'm not out and about as much as I should be.
Mm-hmm. And where did you move from?
From Texas. I was there for a year and a half. I moved there from LA.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to move back to L.A.?
So to call it to me. My husband moved back before I did, but I just, closer to the water, the beaches, the palm trees, and my husband. But,
And how is your relationship?
It's better. It's my happy place, and then it's, I doubt myself in everything, to be honest. My voice, my healing work, my relationships.
So let me ask you a question. Do you doubt yourself in everything, or do you doubt yourself when you're with your husband in your relationship?
I think it's a combination of both.
So when you were in Houston and he wasn't there, were you doubting yourself?
I was. Dallas. But yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And just.
A little bit.
Yeah. I think I was. Because it's hard to like. It's not hard to remember that time, but the feelings. Because I've been all over the place the whole time over the last 2 years. So,
And let me ask you a question, and it's not for judgment. I'm just telling you that I pick it up. What extracurricular thing do you do to stimulate yourself?
either I don't have to answer.
Well, I just want to say that let's do it this way, because I don't want you to incriminate yourself for nothing. This is not for any amount of judgment. I will say that there was a time in your life where that helped you. Okay?
Yes.
Stay
yes.
with me. It's no longer helping you. It's
there's two things.
It's
so
harming.
Is it one or the other or both?
One can help. I think it needs to be adjusted. It needs to be updated. The other one, absolutely not. It's not
okay.
helping you. It's making it worse.
I
and let me tell you why. Because you have already opened up your energy centers, your third eye, your crown chakra, even the back of your third eye, the palms of your hands, which is going to take you into your higher chakras, you know, go into what we would call like even go to like the 10th chakra, 11th chakra, you know, going into the higher chakras and the ones
yes.
tied to the
yes.
palms of your hands, you have already opened those. And so when you do these other unsupported things to, as you say, calm you down or relax you, it's causing all of this energy to just explode. And so it feels good for the moment, but then when afterwards, it leaves everything wide open. So this is the equivalent I give to people. It's like someone knocking on your door. So imagine someone coming, Sheila, knocking on your door. Right? And you say, oh,
mm-hmm.
someone's at the door. Let me get up and see who's at the door. And the difference between someone kicking the door off the hinges and standing in front of you. So when you do that, this has now led to the other thing that you're taking and the other situations it caused you to have occur because of that. You think that that would have happened regardless. But that is what's causing the other episodes to happen, which then
okay.
has caused you to have to take the other thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say to you. And of course, I would love to get you in a one-on-one session so it could just be me and you, girl, me and you, Sheila.
Yes.
We could spend about 2 hours together. And, you know, maybe that will come when I open up my list if you want a reading. But I want to give you something now, because right now, even just me talking to you, how beautiful and well you've trained your energy to calm down. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to know that you can do this, that you can calm your energy down. You can bring yourself back into your body and sort of center yourself so that you can focus. And here's what I want to tell you. You love the makeup. Absolutely. You love singing. Absolutely. And you love the energy healing work. Absolutely. You love the energy. And what was the third thing? Because it was something, it was the fourth thing. What was that? Because it's something else.
Makeup, hair, energy work, singing.
Oh, I forgot the hair, and you love hair. So here's what I want you to do. I really would love for you to start out with doing makeup, hair, and the singing. Because
and
what's
burlesque.
Gonna,
that's, sorry.
You said what now? What was the last one?
Burlesque.
Oh, the burlesque dancing. Well, if you do the burlesque dancing, that'll take care of the hair, the makeup, the singing,
and the
right?
singing, yes.
And the dancing. And guess what else
yes.
you can do? You can
healing.
Offer one-on-one healing sessions. And you need to script it out and be like a one-woman show and have a story to tell. And I know you're not going to like this, but it can't be the story of you being violated.
Okay.
We got to get a new story. We need a whole new story. And what I want you to do is when you begin to start getting into this energy of telling your story, listen, come back and take notes because I'm channeling for you right now. When you get ready to do this whole burlesque dance, I want this to be of a beautiful girl who lived a beautiful life. And now she gets to do what she wants. And that's the way you're going to rewrite your story. Because when you're singing, when you're dancing, when you're performing, when you're in that costume, you're going to have that energy. You're going to have that healing on you, right? And not only is it going to be healing for you, but it's going to be healing for anyone who comes in your presence. But you're also going to be reprogramming your subconscious mind, and you're going to be giving yourself a new story. You're going to really be rewriting your story. You're going to be retraining your energy to function from a place. You know, some people will challenge, but the world has not gotten there yet, to say that you cannot change the past. But that is so not true. And even if we look at science and we look at quantum physics, we can change the past. You can. You literally can rewrite the past. You had a family that you didn't like. You had a situation that you didn't like. You can go back in and you can rewrite it. You can rewrite that story. Because here's the thing about the mind and the body. The mind and the body doesn't know when you're saying something, when you're doing something, when you're thinking, when you're acting. It doesn't know if it's in the past. It doesn't know if this is something that's happening right now. It takes it as truth. And so now it's time for you to live a new story. So I think the reason that you're kind of in this place where you're not sure, should I go left, should I go right, I don't know, to do this, is because spirit is slowing you now. God, the universe is slowing you down so that you can have a rebirth, a new second coming, a new life, a second life here on earth. Because many of us are being granted a second life. And this is you coming into your second life on earth. You're being reborn again. You're getting a chance to live your life all over again without all the pain, without all the bad memories, without all the abandonment issues, because I show you have lots of abandonment issues. Without all of that happening, you get a chance to relive your life the way that you know you were born and meant to live. And so it's difficult because there's no one else that can write this story. There's no one else that can tell Sheila's story. There's no one else that can do what Sheila does but Sheila. And so the only green light that is there is the green light for you to go, for you to go, and for you to live this life. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
You're so welcome. Let
you
me
offer
give you some
mentorship.
You said what?
Do you offer mentorship?
I do. I have classes that I have, which I'm going to have a class. I just did a class. I wish you could have been in it, but that's okay.
The last one, I was in the one yesterday. I'm Sheena, Sheena Morris.
Oh, you're Sheena. How cute. I'm not going to tell too much of Sheena's business, but boy, when I say Sheena was working me before I got in that class, Sheena, oh no, Miss Blue, you're not going to leave me out of this class. Sheena was sending me emails back to back. Sheena was like, I ain't got that email, Miss Blue. I don't know what's going on, but
it
Miss
had
Blue,
it all along.
She was like, Miss Blue, still ain't got that. Thank you for replying, but I ain't got that email, Miss Blue. She had it all along, and she finally got in. I truly, truly am so grateful and so thankful. I trust that you were able to get a lot out of that class, and yes. I want you to keep working with that as well, because that's going to help you also. But I'm telling you this, I definitely, absolutely want you to write yourself a forgiveness letter. And then I want you to write yourself a love me letter. And in that letter, I want you to reimagine, because your creativity is off the Richter scale. I want you to reimagine your life as it is today, at your age today, where you are today. And I want you to write what a perfect day in your life is like, from how the sun is going to hit your cheeks when you wake up in the morning, what your bed sheets are going to look like, how your pillow is going to feel, what you're going to be sleeping in. I don't want you to leave out no details, and do the whole entire day. And then what I want you to do is to take that letter, put it in an envelope, spray your favorite scent on it, right? And I want you to sign your name, seal it and sign your name on it. And I want you to sleep with it in your pillow, put it in your pillowcase, sleep with it for 8 nights. After the 8th, I want you to take it out, light a candle, make a whole moment. You know how to make a moment, get all jazzed up, make a whole moment, open it up, read the letter to yourself. After you read it, write, "So it is done." Sign your name, put the date, and then I want you to keep that on your altar. It can be on, you know, if you have a drawer where you put your sacred things in, put it in that drawer. And I want you to read that every morning, and I want you to read it in the evening, but I want you to allow that to be intuitive. So I don't want you to force yourself to read it every morning and night, but if you feel like, oh, before I go to sleep, which is the perfect time to read it, and some mornings when you wake up, the perfect time to read it, to read that letter, and I want you to keep it. And then when we get to April, the month of April, no, Spirit is correcting me. June, when we get, no, wait, July, I'm moving too fast. July, when we get to July, I want you, you can check in anytime, but by July, you're going to be able to look back at what your life was like tonight. Look back after you started doing this work, plus the work from the workshop, plus being a part of Planet Remix, and you're going to look at your life in July, and you're going to see it is totally different. I promise you, you do that work, you will see that change. You will see that. And that letter is going to help you to reprogram your subconscious. But things are coming up right now. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's coming up now because it's letting you know it's being released from you and you are being reborn again. The only way you can go back into that cycle is telling yourself that same story. So the first thing we need to do is you got to get a new story, Sheila. You need a new short story. You need a whole new story, whole new story. Don't tell that old story. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it, anything. And I'll tell you this. I know this goes against what a lot of people say in therapy, but every time that you continuously talk about it and bring it up, you're planting seeds. And we don't want to plant those seeds anymore. We want to plant different seeds. It was a part of your past life. And if a situation calls for you to speak on it, you're going to tell people and you're going to say it in these words. Listen to the words Miss Blue is telling you. That was my past life. In a past life, these things happened to me. And people are going to say, oh, a past life? Yeah, that was my past life. Because in this life, this is who Sheila is. That was a past life. That life is over. Okay? All right. So I love you, and I thank you so much. You just jumped right in. You came to the workshop. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a workshop. First of all, Sheila, it wasn't supposed to be a workshop, but we turned it into a workshop. I trust that. Did you go leave a review?
Yes.
You did. Beautiful. I'm going to make sure I go back and read it. So I thank you so much. I love you so much. And I want you to hang in there. Remember what I said about that one. We're going to leave that alone. Whenever we feel that nerves coming in, I want you to start doing that energy healing. But this is what I want to tell you, because I'm also a Reiki master and I teach energy healing. I teach it in the way that I have understood it for myself, is you have to do that on yourself every single day. I do energy healing on me every single day. Every single day. Before I do it on anybody else, I give it to me. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. How
Peace
beautiful. So beautiful. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. So definitely make sure everybody, all of the callers come back. Let us know. I know you guys are really good about coming back and sharing with us where you are. Many of you from the very first time of listening to Planet Remix, you have come back and you've come back and you've stayed. Some of you guys have been with me as long as I've been doing Planet Remix, and I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you. Whether you are a new listener and you're joining us, whether you're listening to this in the future and you joined us here in this present moment, or if you came from the past to join us in this current time, wherever you are in the world, I thank you so much. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we were able to have this time together. Please make sure you like and subscribe, and also pass the show on to a friend. If you know somebody who knows somebody who needs a good soul family, want to come together with individuals who are doing the work on the planet, we're the healers, the teachers, the leaders, because we're all leaders in our own lives. And those of us who are really star seeds and starlights that are doing the work on the planet is, then come back here. I want to invite you all also to make sure. Oh, Cynthia, you're a new listener. Well, welcome on in, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying this. Make sure you guys hit up the comment section afterwards. Leave a comment there. Make sure you subscribe to the text line. I'm going to put that up there. Also, check out the digital download store. Lots of goodies there. No matter where you are on your spiritual path, whether you're new to this particular journey, or maybe you've been on the journey even longer than myself and many of us here, it is something there for you. It is something there for you. It is absolutely something there for you that can help you on your path and your journey. And so with that being said, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I want you all to have an amazing week. I may do some pop-up magic this week. Look for me in the Cosmic Streets. I will be sending out the notification on the text line, which is just text. I want to be on Miss Blue's text line to 512-359-3414, and that will get you on the text line. Also, follow me on social media. You can follow me at the remix underscore radio on Instagram, and you can also follow us here on YouTube as well. Make sure you do that. Like and subscribe. The details will be available. So that is going to do it for us. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. I want you all to be safe. Have a beautiful week. Make sure you're using your intuition. Make sure you are using your intuition, trusting your intuition. Make sure you're tapping into your magic. Wishing everybody in the month of January, all of the Aquarius, happy born day, my baby boy. My son is going to be having his born day come up here soon, so I will be celebrating with him. I love you all. I thank you all for coming. I thank you for being a part of the soul family and just us doing the work that we're doing on the planet, because it's making a difference. And don't forget, if you got anything from the digital download store, make sure you go over there, and because the review section is, it is a review section, but I call it the Oracle Papers, and it's a place where you can leave your testimony. So it is our Akashic Records. It's our own little file inside the premier files of the Akashic Records, and this is the physical files on Earth, but these are the digital files that are there. So I want you all to go and definitely share if you have any of the products, because it really helps other people. They all tell me whenever they see you guys comment, whether it's on social media, whether it's here on YouTube, or if it's on the digital download site, when you guys are commenting, when you're leaving things there, this really, really, they talk about it in one-on-one sessions, and it's such a beautiful thing. So I love each and every single one of you. Always reach out whenever you want to. I'm always interested in hearing from you. So much more to come. I have something coming up really, really soon. I will be announcing it. Well, I think I have announced it. I'm going to be doing a group. How can I call it? We're going to be having a group soul session. Now, for right now, the group soul session that we'll be doing, it's going to be a group soul session. We're going to be focusing on, the Akashic Records. We're going to be focusing on the Akashic Records. We're going to be doing it in groups. So I'm going to start out by taking groups of you into the Akashic Records, and some of you have done the group Akashic Records with me, and it was amazing because so many of you had similar places. You showed up in similar past lives together, but everybody who comes into that group Akashic Records, you're also going to be getting some liquid magic. So liquid magic will come with the session. I am only going to be shipping out the liquid magic for now to everybody who lives in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean that if you live in a foreign country and you're participating, that you can't get a relative or someone to send it to you. I just won't be a part of that process. But we will be doing this session together. It's a new session. I will be putting it up. It will be posting here this month. So you will get access to it this month. You don't need to email me. I'm going to announce it here on the show. I will put it out in the text line, but you will get liquid magic. I have a special proprietary formulation that you will be taking. I will explain to you what the liquid magic is. It does healing at a very, very soul level. It's very gentle. Those who have worked with the liquid magic, by the way, shouts out to all the divine priestess in the building. So initially, I'm going to start out where I'm going to be doing the liquid magic. But the liquid magic that we will be formulated, it will be, you know, curated based on spirit. And so if you're in that group, we will all get the curation of that proprietary liquid magic that you will be taking. You will have it in hand. You will have a 3-week supply that's going to come with you. And get this, the liquid magic is going to be my gift I give to you. So you will not be paying for the liquid magic. You will be paying for the session, and the liquid magic is going to be the gift that I will send to you. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to be super exciting because I have used the liquid magic. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. I've had amazing breakthroughs. I've been able to really move past a lot of demanding and also traumatic situations and bring about healing within myself on levels I could never even imagine. It has been life-changing. I have used it on several of my clients, and I've used it on clients who have to perform in front of hundreds and thousands of people and suffer from a little bit of anxiety at times, or sometimes feel like they can't just get into their flow or their energy because of certain things that have happened, and they have transformed their lives by using liquid magics and being able to take an alternative path to their healing from people who've been addicted to many different substances. I'm not going to go into all the testimonies of it, but as we get closer to that date, I will talk more about it so you can see if this is something that is right for you and if you want to be connected. But I know the divine priestess have experience the Liquid Magic, and I thanked them while I was going through my in-depth training of learning more about the Liquid Magic. They were able to utilize the Liquid Magic and seen some powerful breakthroughs and some amazing results with them, as well as friends, families, children, you know, everybody, you know, babies, pets, and elderly. And, you know, I just had some amazing experiences with working with people, and the Liquid Magic is something that's brought me great joy and great love. And I love working with the Liquid Magic. And yeah, and I know you all will absolutely love it too. And so it's good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Lee Ann, oh my goodness, the Clubhouse family is in the house. Lee Ann is in the building. Beverly B Music is in the building. Shouts out to all of Clubhouse in the building. Shouts out to Self Invested in the building. Shouts out to the Divine Priestess in the building. And shouts out to all the stars in the blue room. And shouts out to the seen and the unseen. And the unseen. Well, I love you all. We're going to get out of here because you guys know if we don't get out of here, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time, and we're still going to be right here. We're going to be right here. But yeah, so we're going to get out of here. C. Diggs, 111. I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And I will see you all on the flip. Peace and love, soul family. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love. Happy V-Day, early Valentine's Day. Happy self-love day. That's what we should really change Valentine's Day to. Mm-hmm. That's what we should change Valentine's Day to. We should change it to self-love day. We really should. Love you too, Gio and Mama Gail. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we're going to get out of here. This has been so much fun. I always love when we come together. I know a lot of new people don't get it. It is a podcast when you're listening, but it's just, we're just live. We're live. We've always been live. So if you're listening to this and the podcast, you want to find your way over Cosmic Directions, you want to come on over to YouTube, and then you want to tap in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and then that's going to get you locked in. It's going to get you locked in to the Blue Room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, that Liquid Magic is amazing. Yes, Bridget, that Liquid Magic is, listen, it's everything. I'm so excited about it. And I'm so excited because I've been kind of teasing you guys, and I don't mean to with it, but we know sometimes life be lifing because we have made it life. I'm not going to say life is lifing on its own, but no, I have put myself in the position where life is lifing me, and I absolutely love it. This is your third time listening. Miss Blue is awesome. Thank you, Cynthia, and welcome, Cynthia. We are so glad that you are joining us. Absolutely love it. I want to shout out to all the moderators as well. And where are you sending love from? Rotterdam? Where's Rotterdam? Allie, where is that, Allie? Love to you, Allie. Oh, you was raised in Rotterdam? Where is that? Is that in, wait a minute, I know what country. Hold on, let me see if I get it. Is it the Netherlands? Is it the Netherlands? Did I get it right? No. Amsterdam? Is it Amsterdam? Is it Amsterdam? Is it Amsterdam? I think it's Amsterdam. Tell me, Beverly B, Miss Beverly, or Allie, is it Amsterdam? Are you guys in Amsterdam? I know we got a lot of international listeners that's listening from all over the world. And I always love you guys for tuning in, whether it's live. We also had Sky Blue, who was tuning in. I seen her earlier. I think Sky Blue probably already left, but I'm glad that she came through to see us. She's in, not Zimbabwe. She's in, I forgot what country. She's listening in. I can't remember. But I think Allie is in Amsterdam. I could be wrong, but I think that's where it is. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Gio. And Sky Blue is in Zimbabwe. She's in, I had some stuff happen in Zimbabwe. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about that Zimbabwe. We're going to come back. We're going to do some story time next time I come back. But that's going to do it. I'm going to get out of here or else I won't. I love you all. Have an amazing week. Oracle kisses to all of you. Oracle kisses and Oracle love to all of you. Peace and love, soul family. Peace and love. Don't forget to download. Dante, yeah, we're going to have to get to that another time, Dante. Hey, Millionaire Mermaid. All right, peace and love. Ciao. We'll be right back.